to the campus of Mid-South Central West University, that college that cares about the student as the student is the first and only thing we care about here at our school. Academia Nuts, that show where common sense is uncommon and compassion is a word for the chalkboard. This episode, the vote to have the vote.
Entrez-vous, unless you're the department chair of the English department, you are banished from my domain.
Yikes and double yikes.
Watch your language.
I was trying to, Dr. Shyster.
You may enter my sanctum sanctorum.
I will not.
My office.
Oh, duh.
What do you want, Flywheel? I'm trying to manage my anxiety with a fifth in grade essays on why Mary Shelley is the best goth rock singer of all time.
Ooh, was that the subject of the essay? Let me read.
You do know who Mary Shelley was, right?
She's the gal who wrote the thing about the thing.
Flywheel!
Frankenstein,
you dunce.
Yeah, well, who painted Van Gogh's Starry Night?
Really?
Hold on. Let me think of another one. Hold on, wait a moment. A fifth of what?
Espresso, what else?
You rebel, you! And what's your beef with the chair of your precious English department?
She's making me teach syntax of the language of food.
What did you do to deserve that? Wait, is there a syntax to the language of food?
Apparently.
Do I speak it?
What do you think?
Yes, of course. I will partake of some of your crappy fruit.
Crappy fruit? What?
Heathen! You are unqualified to teach this class on the language of love.
Food.
Yes.
And it involves syntax.
A sin on tax? What have we stooped to around here at the good old university?
Sin on tax? That's dreadful.
Forgive me, everyone is a critic.
No, just me, as I'm actually educated to be a critic.
Oh, you would be. How much did that cost you?
Flywheel, I enjoy your playful bantering, but hold on. No, I don't. I never have. What is the hooligan out of the art department doing over here bothering the working class?
Oh, come on, Ebenezer Scrooge.
What for? It isn't lunchtime yet, and it's not my turn to buy. It's yours.
Not on your life. Come on, tear yourself away from those glowing essays. We have a faculty meeting.
No.
We do.
Kill me. Take my life now, Flywheel. Here's my throat. Stab me with a pencil.
I know, but there it is. Our presence is required, and they're counting heads and taking names.
They?
The powers that be.
Ugh, the administration.
Yeah, them.
Hold up, wait for me on that.
And I've heard there's a big agenda item to be discussed.
No, not that. Please, not that. Here's a pencil.
Okay, you're not in the theater department. Cool your acting jets, which you don't have. You're terrible.
I hate you.
Back at you, +3.
Swine. Will you escort me so I will not fall over and hit my head and try to fake my own death so I don't have to go to this abysmal meeting?
Yeah, sure.
You're a real pal.
And you're a real loser. Let's go.
Testing! Is this thing on?
Yes, sir. It's on.
Rock on, Nan. Thanks, Hepperdink.
Hampstead, sir.
You betcha.
It's on, sir.
Testing! Oh, this thing is on.
Give me strength.
Hello, faculty, staff, friends of the university, and whoever else had to show up for this meeting as we are taking names and counting heads. We have to have a quorum for these things, don't we? Hepperdipper?
Yes, we do.
A quorum?
Yes, sir.
That's right?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Hot diggity dang dang. Okay, it has come to our attention that we need more school spirit at the university functions, primarily our sporting events.
Here we go. Be careful, sir. You could end up with a riot on your hands.
I realize that many of you are complaining that you don't have enough instructors and staff to do the day-to-day activities of your departments. I get it. I hear ya. Boy, do I ever. But listen, the university's goal is to support our sports teams so we can get attention in the public eye and get that dough.
Watch what you say, Mr. President. They're in a riotous mood today.
You mean teachers? Hire a bunch of adjuncts. You save the university a wad of cash. If they have a pulse, you can throw them into the classroom with a syllabus and get quality education. Am I right?
They are going to assassinate him this time. I know they are.
So, my point? We need school spirit. Without it, No rah-rah, just boom off the university! We need something to punch things up around here!
Tread lightly, sir.
But to do this, we need to have a vote from the faculty and staff. Some stupid rule or something, I don't know. So here's the pitch. We need a marching band to march during halftime in our basketball games.
Yes, you heard him right. He didn't stutter. Not this time, anyway.
We need a quality marching band to march on the court at halftime to beef up our school's back.
Excuse me, sir, but one of the faculty wants to know how much this is going to cost.
Ah, yes, cost. Where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, as it were. Now, that's the thing, isn't it? To have school spirit, we're going to have to cough up the cashola. That's just the way it is. But we have to vote on it. That's just the way that it is.
They want to know how much.
Okay, fine. School spirit with a marching band for basketball will cost $300,000.
No. He's still not stuttering.
So we need to vote on it. Any motion to have the vote?
How about some discussion first?
Forget that noise, Hamperblink.
Hampstead, sir.
Yeah, whatever. How about a motion? I'll throw in a coupon for a free cup of Lunar Cash coffee from the student union. How about that?
Someone in the back has a hand up.
I make a motion that we vote to see if we should vote.
What was that?
A motion to have a vote to see if they need to vote.
What?
Second. All in favor?
Meeting adjourned.
Hey, wait just a copy of minute!
You better exit, sir, or you may get trampled to death.
Oh, I think you're right, gangway! Press coming through!
Watch it, sir! Some of them appear to be a bit rabid!
Like I'm surprised! Holy cow! Thought that meeting went amazingly well.
It was nearly a riot.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Nearly doesn't count.
If you say so.
I do say so. This time, food wasn't thrown around.
We didn't have food or snacks for this meeting for that very reason.
See? A win.
But they would have if we'd served food at the meeting.
But we didn't, so they didn't, so a win.
You're awfully optimistic, sir.
It's like this, Hampler.
Hampstead.
Sure. But you see, if I wasn't an optimist in higher education, I would have already hung myself several times over. It's the most depressing job on the planet.
You can only hang yourself once, sir.
That's where you're wrong. It doesn't matter anyway. No one's hanging themselves today, which is too bad really when you think about it.
Sir!
I didn't name names.
Not this time.
It's only in good fun when I do.
Wishing someone would kill themselves?
You need to buy a sense of humor. It's a funny joke.
If you say so.
I do. Boy, do I ever. Now, speaking of those that I'd like to see swinging from the end of a rope.
Sir!
Sorry. Just a joke. See? Funny stuff.
Who has you upset?
Weren't you paying attention? I'm an optimist. But I have to tell you, that dude who made the motion to have a vote to see if we're going to vote has me somewhat ticked off.
It was a pretty slick maneuver.
Faculty aren't supposed to do stuff like that. They're supposed to say yes when they're supposed to and no when I tell them to. Why is that so hard for them to get?
They enjoy their academic freedom. It's a right they feel was given to them by the university gods.
Well, they're wrong. It's from the devil.
That's pretty dramatic, sir. Even for you.
It is satanic. Don't get me started on this, Hampling.
It's Hampstead. Why can't you—
I know for a fact that a long time ago at a university far, far away, a group of faculty got into an unholy circle, killed a chicken, and asked for academic freedom.
Sir!
They did! Swine! Who is the slob who put in the motion?
It was a professor in the art department.
We have a department for art?
Yes, sir, we do.
Since when?
Since always.
I don't believe it! Why do we need one of those?
It's part of a liberal arts education.
That's dumb.
You would know, sir.
That's true. I know dumb.
That's for sure.
Thank you.
No sweat.
Do they have a building on campus for this art department?
They do.
Since when? And if you say always, I'm gonna scream like a sorority girl at the weekend kegger.
How do you know about... You know what? Forget I asked.
I want you to do me a favor, Hampskin.
It's... Forget it. What do you need?
Go to this art department that actually has a building dedicated to it and set it on fire!
Sir!
Just kidding, only kidding! Just seeing if you were listening. A little presidential humor for you.
Thanks.
We can't burn it down until we see how much insurance we've got on it.
That wasn't a joke?
No. It may be worth more as ashes than it is standing there teaching this art junk to students whose only hope is to help their children learn how to finger paint for kindergarten.
I take it you don't like art?
Who said that? I love it. But rolling around in cornflakes wearing your birthday suit and then standing around as a living statue is not art.
You've seen that, have you?
You better believe it, and I can't unsee it either.
What do you want me to tell this professor?
That he's from the devil and I hate his guts.
Really?
Yeah, but use academic speak to do it.
That you're not happy about the vote for the vote?
If he is against the new marching band for basketball, tell him to get on board, or the art department will have to teach your classes out in the street.
You don't mean that, sir.
I do. I want this marching band. We need some school spirit.
It is very expensive, sir.
So is school spirit. Do whatever it takes to get him to see my point of view.
What does that mean?
Anything short of bribery. Although, you could offer your services for free for a couple of years to help out down there at the art department.
I'm afraid he would take me up on that.
Good deal. Go! Earn your keep around here, Hempel Dimple.
You're serious, aren't you?
I want my marching band.
At any cost?
That's my motto around here. And oh, by the way, speaking of the sorority kicker, find out what the next one is. I think I'm sponsoring this next one.
Sir, you can't do that.
Why not? Those poor girls get thirsty just like normal people, and I feel sorry for them.
You cannot do that.
I write it off as my community service. Now quit wasting time and get over there and put that art professor in line.
All right, sir.
That's a spirit. Now, hit the road. I have a meeting to decide what we're going to do at the next meeting.
Now that's what I call expressionism. And now for a touch of cubism. And for the piece de resistance, a dash and a half of surrealism. Hempstead, you're interrupting my art.
You just ruined my Croft and Barrow dress.
You just destroyed my contribution to the art world.
I'm drowning in paint over here.
My canvas is upset with you.
Shut up and get me a towel, flywheel.
Yes, my loveliest love. Hold that thought.
Do you know how much this dress cost me?
No, but I'm guessing that I'll be receiving the cleaning bill for it.
Try a new dress.
Have a towel.
Thanks. We need to talk.
This is so sudden, but okay. I'm thinking powder blue for the tuxes and you, of course, in white.
For what?
For what? Our wedding, my dearest dear. The ring bearer in a cute little powder blue tux with a nice...
You can stop now.
Dream killer.
Yep, and guess why I'm here.
To kill more dreams. You're a typical administrator, Hempstead. You murder the faculty's dreams.
Stop it. You're petting my peeves right now.
You kill dreams.
It's in my job description. The president has sent me to threaten your life.
Again? How many times does this make now?
Flywheel, you can't make a motion to have a vote to see if the faculty is going to vote.
And yet I did.
And it shouldn't have been seconded.
It was.
And it shouldn't have been passed by an overwhelming majority.
You need to check into reality, sweetest love of my life.
I'm to put the hammer down.
Covered in paint.
He wants this marching band.
I want new paintbrushes to teach my students. I want to have purchased paint from a store instead of stomping pigments out with my feet every morning before classes begin.
Stop exaggerating.
Look at these feet!
Ugh, put some shoes on.
I'm trying to educate the next generation of artists, Hempstead lover girl.
Do not call me that.
It's true, though.
Not in a million years.
If humanity depended on it...
It would go extinct.
Ah, you cut me to the bone, fairest of the fair.
You need to fix this.
Fix what? I can bathe you in paint thinner if that would help.
Not that.
You are so all the colors of the rainbow right now.
Flywheel, focus!
I was! I have no trouble doing that.
The president threatened the art department.
You had to tell him we had one on this campus first.
Yes, But still, he's hopping mad.
I'll live.
A marching band wouldn't be so bad, Flywheel.
Let me do some hopping, Hampstead, up on my soapbox.
Oh, here goes.
For several years now, we have had professors retire and slash or quit, which I don't blame them. The president, or as I like to call him, the butcher of campus, took away those faculty lines.
To save money.
Yes. Oh, yes, I understand. But now we are so low on teachers around here that we actually hired a person just walking down the street the other day to cover an art and life course.
You just...
Ask Shyster. As a matter of fact, we have used Shyster to fill in a class or two around here.
Hiring teachers isn't a priority around here.
You got that right, sister. Instead, we have a $20 million addition to the student union so that they can drink beer and play roller derby and build yet another locker room for the badminton team. Enter.
Yikes, I can hear you yelling across the quad. What's that, your new art project? I'm not sure I like it.
Shut your face.
Ah, it speaks. How'd you do that?
It's a puppet that is controlled by the president.
Not fair.
Wait, is that Hampstead?
Shyster, I am in no mood for your joking.
Who's joking, Toots? Did you lose a bet to Flywheel? I could have told you not to do that.
I am here on behalf of the president.
Ugh, later.
Stay put. You're the slob who seconded this other slob's motion to have a vote to vote.
It was a good motion. I did my civic duty.
And now your liabilities is showing.
Ooh, clever. Watch it, Hampstead. You're letting your fuchsia show.
You two are incorrigible.
Actually, I'm a Methodist.
Me? I'm a Baptist this week.
I am out of here.
Why don't you use the brand new showers in the badminton locker room? They're great. I use them all the time.
I just might. But this isn't over. The president wants his marching band.
And I want an office that doesn't freeze me to death when the north wind blows. Tell him to fix the gaping holes in my wall. Then we'll talk.
He is trying to prioritize things around here.
He sure is.
Oh, yeah. He's Scrooge not letting us burn another piece of coal in the fire to keep us warm in the winter. He is the scum of the universe.
And he's my boss.
That's your fault, my dear.
We're just lousy educators, darling. What do we know?
You know how to make me boiling mad.
Which makes you a picture to behold, my love. Hold still and I'll paint you.
You already did that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said you were leaving.
Ugh.
I second that. Or was that a motion?
I shall return.
Please do, but only after you've washed.
Administrators.
Preach it, bro.
Did you know that there are more of them than us now?
More admins than faculty?
Yep.
A part of me just died, Shyster.
I've got just the cure for that.
I hope it's a cookout out on the roof.
You read my mind.
Short read.
Don't be jealous.
Let me get the buns and I'll join you. Don't overcook mine this time.
On it.
Now tell me, what is wrong with this music? It's awesome! Hear that thing? And the other thing playing? I love it! Love it!
The only thing wrong with it, sir, is that it's loud!
Yes, it is! Imagine that playing from the center of our basketball court at halftime!
This loud?
It better be, or I'm gonna fire a band director!
You don't even have one hired yet!
There you go again, Hamburger!
What did I do, sir?
Ruining my good mood. The only way we can do this the right and correct way, which is stupid, by the way, is that we have to have a vote from the faculty!
There has to be a vote to approve the vote.
There you go again. You sure do know how to bring a guy down.
It's the truth, though. I'm here to keep you grounded.
You do that all right. I need to pull in here for just a minute, okay? Just keep the car running.
Where are you going? Sir, this is the Ta-Ta Phi Sorority House.
It sure is. Nice place, too. Did you know they actually have a hot tub in there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. 17 different settings for the jets, and boy, do I love those bubbles.
You can't be seen here.
I am almost every weekend. I judge the contest they have.
What contest? Nope. Scratch that. Turn this car around.
But...
Do it. I'm saving your career. Why? I have no idea.
You sure are the party killer these days. You know that.
You have got to quit visiting sorority houses, sir.
What for? They're my home away from home. In fact, two of them are trying to make me their honorary sponsor.
Never. Not on my watch.
It's just hanging out with a bunch of nice, lonely sorority girls.
And that's the problem. You are banished forever from such places on our campus.
Is that even legal?
It is now. Stay focused on the vote to have the vote.
That's your department. Did you arm twist that heathen art dude?
He's a professor.
Sure he is. Degrees in art. I ask you, how dumb is that?
It is a valid subject.
Stupid, more like it. Drawing pictures and carving on rocks. Man, oh man, university life sure can't be idiotic.
It sure can, sir.
Thanks for agreeing with me, Hamper Damper.
It's Hampstead.
Does your mama know that? Never mind. I want this vote to have the vote to pass, and then I want the vote to have the marching band for basketball games to pass. That's what I need.
You've made that perfectly clear.
Have I? Then where's my vote to have the vote right now?
Not happening.
Because?
This one I don't know the answer to. Sorry, sir.
Because you're in here in this car instead of throttling that art teacher.
He has an accomplice.
He what?
I let that slip. Sorry, forget I said that.
Done. Make sure you throttle him, too.
Where are we going?
Well, since you ruined my visit to the sorority house to say hi to all my little friends, I'm craving a hunker cheese dog.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they rock, and you're paying.
Sir?
Fork over your debit card, Hamper Stinkle.
I'm ready for hamburgers today, Flywheel. Those dogs from the other day rocked, but I'm ready to cleanse my palate with beef and deep-fried fries.
It's nice that we have this cabana of ours to escape this insanity of working at such a place.
Grill, cold drinks, deck chairs.
And don't forget the view.
Our little secret.
Our little home away from home.
Gah! Someone took our cabana!
And grill!
And cold drinks!
Deck chairs!
And the view!
I'm going to kill her!
I'll race you!
Where are you, love of my life?
We're gonna kill you!
That's right!
Unless you get our cabana back.
The vixen!
She's not here!
I am minus my cold drink and hamburger, shyster!
And I'm not laying out working on my tan on college time!
She is so dead!
She is! Wait. Clever girl. She left us a note.
And to think she was going to be my future bride-to-be.
Hello, dears. I thought you might raid my office as soon as you discover that the university has taken a dim view of your cabana on the roof of the art building.
I'm falling out of love with her very fast, Shyster.
Whether you like it or not, you have made my life miserable with the president. He wants his marching band, and I want peace and quiet. Get the vote to pass, or you'll get back your precious cabana and grill. XOXO.
Revenge! Sweet everlasting revenge!
She's gone too far this time!
No joke! All we did was scuttle a faculty vote, so what?
And she takes our little piece of sanity in a world full of morons?
All right. Fine. I say we do as she asked.
Really?
Exactly as she asked. Nothing more, nothing less.
Oh, you devious thing, you.
XOXO.
You say the sweetest things.
I do, don't I? So the vote, and then?
Then?
Pure, unadulterated revenge.
Sounds fun.
I thought so, too. I'm starved. With no grill on the roof of the art building, you're stuck buying, and I'm thinking lobster.
Think other thoughts. Like a chef's salad.
Salad? Is that the Lithuanian dish?
Come on, time to enact our wicked plan.
Also, put on the list tubas for the new marching bands. I love those things.
But, sir, the vote hasn't happened yet.
I am not listening. Not my department. Oh! And those things with the slidey doodads on them. Order 20 of those.
Sir.
Not listening. I want a marching band.
I'm working on it.
Work harder.
Where are you, Shyster? Answer your stupid phone, you dumbhead. Fine. I'll call your henchmen then. Come on, where are you, Flywheel? You guys! Ugh! Aha! Gotcha! A text from Shyster. Since you're into notes, we thought we'd send one. We did as you asked. Give us back our stuff in a week or so. We'll be what? Does he not know how to finish a text? Who is that honking? Hope it's not at me. Shyster!
Hi, honey.
Flywheel, that's my car.
Bingo.
And to finish my text, we'll be on an extended road trip for a week or so. Cancel our classes. And by the way, we're taking your car.
That's my car!
Clever, isn't she?
Don't worry, Hampstead. We'll take care of it just like we take care of our own.
No, not that. Please, guys, I'll get your cabana back on the roof.
You bet you will. We'll send postcards.
Shyster!
Bye-bye. You might want to stand back.
I hate them so much. So very much.
There you are, Hample Ding Ding.
Hampstead, you jerk.
You what?
I got a word for you.
Good word?
The vote passed.
Ha ha! Yee-haw! You did it! I can't have my marching band.
Nope. Hold on a minute.
What now?
The vote to have the vote passed. You can now have your vote for the marching band.
No! Why are you such a failure at life, Hamp Hamp?
Be thankful we're not an open carry campus, sir.
So we bid farewell to Mid-South Central West University as the alma mater is hummed quietly in the halls and noses are buried in books. You have been listening to Academia Nuts, where learning is always just a tuition hike away.
You have been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Academia Nuts, The Vote to Have the Vote. In the cast, as Flywheel, Kieran Shaitler, Shyster, Julian Cornejo, Hempstead, Maria Whitmer, The President, Brett Jones, script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.